Grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is an outfielder for Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays. Austin Meadows had quite a rookie campaign. We'll talk to Austin about his journey to the big leagues and where he sets his foundation in his everyday life. Austin, it's so great to have you on Blessed to Play.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been an interesting ride for you because you pretty much grew up as a baseball player in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, and all of a sudden, boom, you're traded at the end of August to the Tampa Bay Rays. But I want to go through this process of how you even became a baseball player in the first place. You had parents that were quite athletic, and I'm not only talking about your father, but your mother as well. So talk about your upbringing and how sports became a passion for you.
Yeah, definitely blessed with, my dad being a three-sport athlete in college at Morehead State, and my mom playing softball at Georgia State and Georgia Southern. And for me, I just started playing baseball about 3 years old, and that was just really my first love. You know, I played all other sports. Just kind of, being a young kid, and my parents kind of put me in a lot of different sports, and I kind of figured out what I liked, and baseball kind of stuck with me. So that's kind of been the story, and I'm definitely blessed to have, some athletic genes.
Now, the chances of being a professional baseball player are very slim. It's less than 1%, I believe, but you have two in your family, yourself and your brother Parker, who is in the Detroit Tigers organization. So do you think there's a genetic disposition? Is there a mindset that goes along with it? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a mindset. I mean, you got to really work hard. Obviously, genetics can help as well, but, up to a certain point, you got to really kind of buckle down on your career in high school, and, obviously high school to professional baseball is a big change. But in order to get yourself kind of on the map doing the showcases, having really good high school career. And basically, yeah, I mean, for me, it started with travel ball, and that was kind of what kind of put me on the map, was playing with Team USA when I was 16, my sophomore year. And, that's kind of where everything started for me and Parker as well, where he played a bunch of, travel ball tournaments, kind of got his name out there. And that's kind of where it all started for us. And, we're definitely blessed to be able to be where we're at today.
So you were a first-team All-American in high school, and then here we go. The 2013 Major League Draft comes, and you're picked by the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think you were considering going to Clemson, but the signing bonus was a little too much for you to take serious consideration for playing for the Tigers. But talk about that day when you were drafted for the Pirates, and now you were going to be a professional baseball player.
Yeah, it was definitely an amazing moment. All the hard work up to that point, and then hearing your name called on television, and being able to celebrate with all your loved ones and all the people that kind of that supported you throughout since you were little. My grandparents and my parents, my friends, going to my games when I was little up to this point, and kind of being able to celebrate that one day when my name was called. It was definitely something I'll never forget, and it was definitely an amazing moment. Just kind of realizing, all the hard work pays off, but there's definitely a lot more hard work to come. It was definitely a day we'll never forget.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Austin Meadows. He's an outfielder for Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays. Now, Austin, your professional debut with the Pirates came in the minor leagues, obviously, and there's a maturation process that goes on with being in the minor league system. But talk about that growth process going from A-ball, working your way up to AAA, how much you grew as a player and as a person as well, because you're really away from home for the very first time.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really know what to expect my first year, 2013. And, I was shipped off to the GCL down in Florida, playing in Bradenton. In the heat, 100 degrees every single day in the middle of the summer. It's kind of a slap in the face, to be honest. But, you realize, you're there for a reason. You've worked you've had all this hard work up to this point, and all you want to do is make it to the big leagues. And that's kind of the motivation that keeps you going at each and every level you're at. For me, I've would love, I mean, I played every single level in the minor leagues, all the way up to Triple A, or DCL, all the way up to Triple A. So for me, I definitely grew a lot. You know, it was tough at first, kind of being away from home, being young, you know, not really knowing what's going on. And you have to kind of learn the system, learn the Pirates system and stuff like that. And they took me in really well. And I definitely can't thank them enough for that. And being able to, you know, learn as much as I did from the GCL all the way to Triple A, like, prepared me to be, you know, where I'm at today and kind of how to handle myself and, you know, be a grown man.
How did you stay mentally grounded? Because here you are, you get a huge signing bonus. The Pirates are touting you as a, you know, a blue chipper, if you will. So there's a lot of pressure on you to perform. How did you, like, just settle down and say, I got to just play the game of baseball and learn as I go and become the best that I can be?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the mindset. You know, for me, it was, you know, I was blessed to have two amazing parents that grew me, you know, that raised me in the right way. And kind of, for me, the biggest thing I learned from them was just humbling myself and being humble and not trying to, you know, do too much or not trying to, you know, go out there and talk about myself and just put my head down and kind of play the game and kind of learn. And that's kind of the mindset that I took. And I definitely feel like the way that I was raised was, you know, really prepared me and for professional baseball. And that's kind of the way I took it, just kind of go out there and you play the game and you keep your head down and you just lead by example. You let your playing do the talking, and that's kind of the mindset that I took all the way throughout my short career so far.
Bless the play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting today with Austin Meadows. He's playing for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an outfielder. And Austin, let's talk about your major league debut. So you go through the minor league system, Indianapolis Indians and the Pirates system, and then you get the call up on May 18th. This had to be a huge day in the life of Austin Meadows when you faced Tyson Ross and you got your first major league hit. What was that like?
It was great. It was great. You know, I was very blessed to be able to, you know, my locker was surrounded, you know, by Jordy Mercer, Corey Dickerson, and those guys, David Freed, all the, you know, the more experienced guys. They, you know, they kind of told me before the game, you know, like, hey, this isn't life or death for you, man. Just go out there and play your game. And, you know, whatever happens, don't, you know, drag your head for, you know, if something goes wrong or if it's a tough game. So it really just kind of helped me with my confidence. Just go out there and play. Obviously, there's pressure. Obviously, you want to do good. But having my family in the stands and getting that first hit, I think it was my second or third at bat, was definitely a huge weight lifted off of, you know, my chest to be able to get that out of the way and kind of just relax after that.
Well, you broke in with a lot of lightning and thunder. You were the National League Rookie of the Month in May, and you came up May 18th, so you only had 2 weeks. And your slash line in 13 games, a .409 average, 4 home runs, 7 RBIs, 18 hits. What a way to break in. But, Austin, you quickly figured out that Major League Baseball is also a business. So despite performing well, you know, the Pirates had you sent down. It's a numbers game. How did you deal with that? I know the right thing to say is that it's great for, you know, I do whatever the team needs, but it has to be disappointing when you're performing good at the major league level and you start the roller coaster ride going down to AAA when you know you belong right there at the show.
Yeah. You know, you realize the business of the game when you get up there. Kind of the more games you play, you kind of realize the business of it. And you know, that's what the Pirates needed to do at that time. And then for me, it was frustrating just because of, you know, I was, you know, I felt like I earned my keep there, but, you know, it's never about that sometimes. It's more about business, and you can't really control that side of things. So, for me, being able to do as good as I did that first month or so was definitely incredible, and I felt like I had the time of my life, honestly. You know, being able to compete the way I did and watch the guys the guys that we played, just growing up watching those guys and be able to face those guys, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, just facing all sorts of guys, it was definitely a blessing and something we'll never forget.
I'm joined today by Austin Meadows. Once again, he's an outfielder for the Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays. And speaking of the Rays, Austin was traded on July 31st in a deal. And Austin, you pretty much grew up, I mean, that's an exaggeration, but your baseball life, you grew up in the Pirates organization, so many friendships, coaches, the players that you really went through the minor league system with, and the business of baseball, getting back to that, you're dealt, and it always has to be in back of a player's mind that that is a possibility. But were you shocked, or how did you embrace that part of changing teams and now going to the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, I was a little shocked, honestly. You know, I was watching TV, and I kind of saw my name was kind of roaming around and trade talks and stuff like that. And, you know, at first, you kind of don't want to believe it. And you're kind of like, you know, there's no way. And this, you know, you start thinking all these things, and then it happens, and it's just kind of, it's shocking, but I think it's more exciting kind of once you realize the plan in place and the fact that another team, wants you or gives up a really good player, to get you and another couple good players, as Tyler Glasnow and, Shane Boss. But, you know, obviously it was tough at first, but, you know, it was more exciting, honestly. And I couldn't be blessed enough to be here in this organization, the Tampa Bay Rays. And, it's been a fun ride with them so far. It's only been a couple months, but, it's, great group of players, great group of coaches. It's definitely been fun.
Austin Meadows ended his rookie season with a .287 batting average, with 6 home runs and 17 runs batted in over 59 games. When Blessed to Play returns, we'll talk with this Major League Baseball player on where he sets his foundation in his everyday life. More with Austin Meadows when Blessed to Play returns after this.
Get Amazon Fire TV. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Amazon Fire TV player. Never miss any of your favorite EWTN television or radio programs again.
I'm Doug Keck. This is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. I just finished talking with Dr. David Pinault about his book, The Crucifix on Mecca's Front Porch, A Christian's Companion for the Study of Islam, published by Ignatius, available through our religious catalog. Tell us, what's this book about? Why did you write it, and who is it for?
This book is intended as an introduction for the general Christian reader to Islam, but written in such a way that what I hope is that studying Islam can actually serve to help readers strengthen their own faith as Christians in the process. There are radical differences between the two faiths, and approach this in such a way that, as I said, one can strengthen one's own faith as a Christian.
And the book is The Crucifix on Mecca's Front Porch, A Christian's Companion for the Study of Islam, published by Ignatius Press, available through our EWTN religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. This has been a Bookmark Brief. We thank you for stopping by.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer, joined today by Austin Meadows. And what a good rookie campaign he did have, playing both with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Tampa Bay Rays. He's now in the Rays outfield, and he's looking forward to a good 2019 season here. A lot of hopes, highly touted player, and now setting his foundation right there in the big leagues. But also, he sets his foundation in another way in his personal life. Faith has a major role in Austin's life, and Austin, I know you grew up in a faith-filled environment. Talk about what faith means to you in your everyday life.
It means everything, you know. For me, that's my foundation, and that's, you know, where I grew up in the church. And for me, just having that faith, and, you know, obviously during our professional season, during our baseball season, we don't get to, you know, go to church or do all these things that we kind of do more in the off season and more consistently throughout our lives. But for me, being able to go to chapel on Sundays and just read the Bible, read things, and just because the season can be so tough, as you know, just the ups and downs of baseball, being away from home for so long, and having that faith and just knowing that there's a plan in place for you, that's something that keeps me going every day.
Well, I like to talk about identity with the professional athletes on this show, and each of them could describe it in their own words, but obviously, you're identified by the people out there as a baseball player and the notoriety and some of the glamour that goes with it. But your identity is more than just a baseball player. You're a created being. But talk about how you look at yourself beyond just a Major League Baseball player and where your true identity is.
Yeah, you know, for me, baseball is a job. It's you know, that's what we do. It's not who we are. And for me, I try to lead more of a Christian-like life during the season, during the off season, and just go lead by example of, you know, who I really am as a person. And you know, obviously, people from the outside are going to see you as a baseball player, but for my goal is just for people to see that, you know, I'm a guy that's going to go, more importantly, a good person and person that follows Christ. And that's the main goal for me, to impact lives in that sense. And, you know, there's going to be fans of baseball players of me and kids wearing my jersey. And that's, you know, that's awesome. That's what you dream of. But for me, the big picture is just leading people through faith, leading people through, you know, to be Christ-like. And that's kind of what God has called us to do. And that's, you know, that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example, because oftentimes in the media we always hear about scandal, and there's a certain tone of negativity that could dominate it. But to know that, you know, a parent taking their kids out to a game knowing that you're going to be not only playing the game right, but you also have some values behind you and some faith, which makes a parent feel a little bit more comfortable about whose jersey their son or daughter is going to be wearing. But I want to talk about, you know, when you went through – you signed a big signing bonus, and then you have everything that the world has to offer you here. How do you keep grounded? I know faith is part of it, but you have to work at it to really, you know, get that mindset that, you know, I don't have to let these things dominate me. I could still stay grounded and still enjoy some of the luxuries of the world, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I think it's all the way that I was raised. Like I said, growing up in a church-like home and family and going to church and being raised by two amazing parents, just to keep me grounded, and that's kind of where everything started for me. And that's kind of who I've always been. You know, for me, I've never been a guy that's enjoyed the glamorous things or the worldly, or all the things that the world offers. You know, obviously you're going to enjoy them, but you're not going to, you know, boast about them or do things like that. So for me to be raised the way I was, definitely has helped me kind of see things in a different picture and, kind of put my focus elsewhere compared to, you know, all these, you know, the fancy things and the money and stuff like that. And that's a credit to my parents.
Yeah. And if the money is in good hands, we see with athletes do in the case of disasters in their hometowns or communities where they're playing in, and how much they give back, that there's something very generous about that, a generous spirit that goes along with having an abundance. So that in and of itself is not bad. So this charitable spirit, I see that, you know, in you as well, to give back and to really be a good steward of what is given to you. But let's talk about adversity. I mean, I know that when you played minor league baseball, you had to deal with injury. I think you had an orbital bone that was broke in your right eye. You had to overcome that. But faith has to really play a part, too, in you dealing with adversity, because baseball in and of itself is a game of failure, right? You fail 7 out of 10 times at the plate. You're batting 300. But does that keep you also on a even keel?
Yeah, I think, you know, in this sport, being even keeled is the most important thing you can do. It's such a more of a mental game than it is physical. And, you know, I don't really care who you are. I mean, you can't really get through this alone. And it's going to be, for me, to having my family to lean on, my faith, my fiance, and being able to lean on those people during tough times, during adversity, during injuries. That's only helped me grow to be the best man that I could be. It's definitely been a testing, difficult time these past 5 years with the injuries and almost every year having something happen. But for me, it's more just believing that God has a plan, his plan is in place, and that's all that you can do. And not, you know, you can get down, but realizing that the future is what is important, and the plan that God has in place for you, that's kind of the motivation. That's kind of what keeps you going.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting with one of the good men in professional baseball, Austin Meadows, just completed his rookie season. A lot of good things to come for this outfielder for the Tampa Bay Rays. Having been around Major League Baseball clubhouses, you know, I'm not shocked, but there's surprising to me about how much of a faith-filled environment it really is. Not every player, but there's a majority of players have some type of faith disposition. Talk about your teammates and that kind of camaraderie and strengthening of one's faith that you kind of draw off of one another with.
Yeah, it's important, obviously, you know, talking about season being 162 games plus spring training. Having teammates to lean on, whether it's tough times or you know, adversity hits, or and being able to, once a week on Sundays, you know, having chapel and being able to explore, you know, Christ with those guys and learning more about him, that kind of grows us closer. You know, that's going to be the thing that really just keeps us close is that, you know, going to the chapel and sharing, you know, what's going on in our lives and us being able to relate with each other. I think that's really what's going to bring guys the closest. And that's what you need, especially on a team during a long season like that. And for me, just being able to know guys better in that sense, it only brings you more comfortable with guys, and it's going to help you, you know, really gel together as a team.
Where do you see yourself, you know, 6 or 7 years from now? I mean, baseball is, when you play professional sports, anything could happen at any time, injury, and we've seen this throughout the course and history of professional sports. But do you just take one day at a time? What is your mindset as far as appreciating the blessings you have to play the game and going forward as a professional athlete?
Yeah, it's every day, you know, being in the position that we're in. Like you said earlier, 1% of people make their lives being a professional baseball player, and you definitely treat every day as a blessing, and you don't forget it, you know. And we're able to play this game every single day for a living, and people you know, they would love to do that, and for us to kind of realize how blessed we are, and it kind of keeps us going each and every day. And that's kind of the biggest thing for me is treating each day as a new day and a blessing, you know, first of all, to be alive and to be able to stay healthy. And that's kind of been the biggest thing, you know, for me throughout my career is health is number one. And this past year, I was able to stay healthy my first full year. And that was a big blessing for me and kind of realizing those testing times these last 5 years, it kind of put me in a position to learn. And that's all you can do each and every day is learn new things. And I was definitely blessed to be able to put together a full season and looking forward to putting a lot more together.
Well, on this theme of blessing, I'm catching you at a very exciting time. You're engaged now, soon to be married. And talk about that and, you know, raising a family down the line here. Things are going to change for you off pretty quickly here, Austin.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to the wedding date. That's less than 2 months now. So my fiance got a countdown going. So it's an exciting time being able to kind of grow up in that sense and being able to, you know, marry the girl that I met, you know, 7 years ago. Being able to kind of take that next step in life. You know, that's definitely what people dream of, and that's definitely a blessing to be able to do that with her and kind of do this life with her and this minor league, this professional big league life. We're definitely looking forward to that as well. But obviously the wedding date is going to be an exciting time and be able to celebrate with everyone and kind of just, you know, relax at home. And it's definitely a great time kind of to wind down and enjoy our life.
Yeah, blessings to you and your soon-to-be wife. Some great things on the horizon for the Meadows. Let's get back to baseball here. When you did you have your in awe moment yet playing in Major League Baseball? You're facing a certain pitcher or playing with a certain player. Did that happen for you yet?
I don't know. I mean, for me, just being able to play at Wrigley Field, at Dodger Stadium, St. Louis, all sorts of places that, you know, you kind of grow up watching it. Dodger Stadium was pretty amazing, just the sights and the fans and how big the stadium was and the atmosphere. It was that was definitely an all moment. Wrigley Field as well. I mean, even PNC is beautiful there. Just playing at all sorts of parks, facing certain guys. John Lester, that was probably my biggest one. You know, Kenley Jansen, Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. So that was definitely an all moment of just kind of, it's kind of hard, you know, obviously you're playing the game and you always think of those things, but when you kind of sit back like we are now, just kind of talking about it, it's definitely pretty special to be able to play in those special places.
Who's had the biggest impact on you as a baseball player during the course of your life?
I would say I'd say my dad. Him always just kind of pushing me to be the best I can, and him really just, even now, we'll text basically every single day. He'll send me motivational texts. quotes, he'll kind of keep me going and keep me in the positive direction that I need to be. And, you know, he's always, like I said, he's always pushing me to be the best I could be, and I can't thank him enough for that. And, you know, he'll still be hard on me, and he obviously needs that, especially in this sport. And, but he's always there for me. He always has been. So it's, and my mom as well. But, you know, Dad, he understands baseball a little bit more. So definitely their support is, it's been a blessing to me.
So Austin, what do you do on your downtime to get away from the game of baseball, to decompress? If you're just going to chill out, what is Austin Meadows going to be doing?
I am going to be fishing. I fish basically every single day. That's kind of what I like to do. I like to kind of go out and kind of just go out and kind of be alone and be myself. Just kind of enjoy nature and enjoy being alone and catching fish. And that's just kind of what I've always done. Obviously spending time with my family, my fiance and stuff like that. But, we have a rental house now here in Gwinnett, and we're pretty close to the lake, and I have my own boat, so that's kind of what I do, and that's kind of what I'll always do and strive to be, maybe a professional one day, but we'll see down the road.
Well, folks, Austin Meadows has been my guest, and remember the name. I mean, what a career he has in front of him. Certainly had a good rookie campaign there with Pittsburgh and also with the Tampa Bay Rays, but more importantly, what a quality person he is. And Austin, I do appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule, which I know it is, and for joining us on Blessed to Play.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook and follow the show right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Austin Meadows, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.